questions, see me after service. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. There's about 3 points I want to make tonight. I know Scott was like, man, we want to hear him preach, all that, whatever. The title of the message is Astonished. And at the end of this message, you might not have wanted to hear it. Amen? But I want you to know one thing. Don't get upset with me because I preached it. I want you to be upset. If you're going to be upset with the one who originally preached it. His name's Jesus. Now, he preached this message, and I'm just re-preaching it. Amen? And if Jesus preached it, then you have a problem bigger than me. You got a problem with Jesus. And you can work that problem out by coming up here on this altar and praying, saying, God, I got a problem, and I need to get right. Amen. Because Jesus is not the one wrong. It's us. Yeah. Amen? So I'm going to preach you a message tonight called Astonished. Because when the people heard the message, they were astonished because it went against everything that they were. This message goes against everything that we are. Want to get into it? Yeah. Me too. Amen. Let's get in. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, we'll get into what the sayings are. Doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Listen what Jesus said. If you'll take my word. Now listen, what word is he talking about? I'll sum this up for you. Look to your left in the Bible. Are you in Matthew chapter 7? Do you have a red letter Bible? Yeah. If you do, everything, if you're looking directly at the scripture I just read, if you'll take your eyes and look left, see all that red? That's what he's talking about. Now flip the page one time. That's what he's talking about. Flip it again. That's what he's talking about. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Ain't that fun? Now you think sometimes I'm long-winded, and sometimes you think I preach too much, but praise God, if I preach this whole message, we'll be here till tomorrow. Amen. But I wanted you to understand that Jesus was the first long-winded preacher. Amen. He actually taught this at one time. But I want you to understand, I'm not going to preach the whole thing tonight, but when you leave here, if you are one of those radical Christians who love Jesus and want your life to be on par with what God wants it to be, then go back, read this, and try to apply as much as you can into your own life. As a preacher, sometimes I want response. Amen. I'm guilty of that. I'll be honest with you. I like amens, I like shouting, I like weeping, I like testimony, I like people when they come to the altar and pray. I love all that. I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to ever argue that I don't love that. But I'll be honest with you, you know what I love more than that? When somebody comes up to me a week later, a month later, a year later, 10 years later, Lord help us when we get onto this path 30 and 40 years later and say, I took the words that you preached out of the Word of God and I applied them to my life 20 years ago, 30 years ago. That means more to me than somebody who can shout for a moment, run for a moment, testify for a moment, come and pray for a moment, but apply it to their life. When Ray said it in his prayer, let us be better, let us be changed. When we walk out of those doors, we're different. That's what I'm aiming for. I don't want to just come to the house of God and have a moment with God. That's not what God wants either. Can I rewind that and play it again? Somebody say, yes, I can, or it'll help me. Amen? Yes, you can. All right, so now listen, I love to have time with my kids. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. God would like to come in here and stir us up. He would love us to have a great moment. And we do have great moments in here. We had great moments in here just today, and Wednesday, and last Sunday, and the Sunday before that, and Wednesday before that. Are you hungry yet and want to come back and see if it happens? It's real. But God wants you to walk His thing out Monday through Saturday. Amen. Monday through. He wants to see a walk that glorifies Him out. He don't mind to come in here and stir us up. But He would like it if we walked out of here and stayed stirred up. Uh-huh. Stayed on fire. And stay in a walk. Amen. Now listen, have you ever noticed that God, the walk is talked about more than the run or the shout? But you know that? Because why? You walk more than you do anything else. I guarantee you, many of you run all everywhere you go. Amen? I'd like to, but I don't. Most of the time I walk where I'm going. Amen? That's how you do in your Christian walk. Most time, you come in here and run and shout. You can run somewhere out in the real world. But everyone, it's going to take a steady, consistent walk. Amen? That's what God wants from us. That's what this message is all about. And this thing's going to, it's going to astonish you because it astonished the people that heard it. Listen to this. And the rain descended, verse 25, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and they beat upon the house, and it fell, not for it was founded upon a rock. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Can I write this down right there in that little place? Write this down. I'm going to try to teach a little bit. Write this down. You're going to go through storms. And it's going to be crazy. Amen? Just because you get saved, just because you put all this stuff into your life, just because you're trying to live for God and walk for God, let's say it even better than this, just because you are a born-again believer and the child of God, just because you're saved, doesn't take away the fact that you're going to be walking through some storms. Now, look, y'all, I'm trying not to get too excited. I want you to hear this. Listen, the rain descended, the floods came. You hear me? The enemy sometimes is going to come in like a flood. Not just a drip, not just a shower, a flood. Now listen, y'all are so cool. I mean, this is my Sunday crowd. I couldn't run you off with napalm. It would be all right every once in a while if you would just raise your little old hand and say, I know what you're talking about. The enemy, I'll say it again, that way you can get, the enemy comes in like a flood. He don't come in like a trickle. He don't come in like a little old summer shower. Sometimes a flood will scare you to death because a flood will destroy you. Amen? A flood starts creeping. God, preach! A flood, it creeps into every nook and cranny of your life and destroys valuable stuff. Amen? God, we're still too cute. I'm sorry, you're pretty. You got it under control. A flood comes in and it erases beautiful things. Pictures, notes, Bibles. I mean, stuff that you've had for years that you thought you could not live without. Amen. Are you okay now? Amen. That's how the devil is going to come in. That's how the storms of life are going to come in. And you're going to try to seek high ground, and everything you thought was valuable is going to be destroyed, and you're going to be sitting on the roof, the peak of your life, your Christian life, and you're going to wonder why God let this happen. But then you got to realize you're still there. I'm still standing. Amen? Glory to God. The stuff that I thought was valuable were temporal stuff. It was temporary. That book was temporary. That house was temporary. Those things were I've got eternal stuff. My gosh. You better write some of this down. If you're floating real high tonight, if you're riding up on the mountaintop of life, you might want to jot some notes down when you get in the valley. Remember, I said this stuff. Amen? And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. It's got a good foundation. Ain't you glad you got a good foundation? You can shake, you can rattle, you can roll, but I'll go to the foundation every time. Now listen, I ain't gonna brag on me because I'm not going to. I'm just telling you, hey, it's times in my life I'll stand on my own strength. Act like you don't. It's all right. I'll lean on my own wisdom. Sometimes I'll do everything I know to do. I'm really preaching now, if you didn't know. But when all that fails, and it does fail, I go to the foundation. I buckle like a $5 tent in a windstorm. I run to the rock. I go down to the place. I get on my face. I fall flat on my face to the rock. And I get down there and I say, God, I have exhausted every bit of me. And it took about 2 minutes. And now I'm where I need to be with you. I trust you. Some of you, we still are trying to fix, trying to prop, trying to tape. We're using duct tape. We're trying, instead of going right to the rock, laying out before Him and say, I don't care if it all fails, I'll trust You. At least I got You. At least I got a foundation to fall on. I didn't think this message was going to be as good, the front part of it. I didn't. I know the second part's going to be rough. Y'all going to be loving y'all, amen, right now. And by the end of this thing, you'll be sitting there going, I don't know about that. Y'all ready? 25. Did I go to 26? Thank you. That helped me. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which buildeth his house upon the sand. You hear what I'm saying? Same opportunity. Heard the word. I don't know you. And I don't know who's going to be listening to this by the internet. I have no idea who you are. I can't discern your heart. God can. Amen? But when you get the same opportunity, same word. This Bible is in print for everybody. This message is open to anybody that's here. But you have to make a choice what you're going to build on. You're going to build on Jesus Christ and that solid rock, or you're going to build on sinking sand, which you're going to hope that the storms never come, and when they do, you're going to blame everything you got on God. But you ain't going to have Him. Say it again. You're going to blame everything on God, but you ain't going to have Him. That's good, ain't it? You ever seen somebody that their life is so out of balance? They don't love God, don't trust God, never put their hope and faith in Him. They don't go to the house of God, don't pray, don't read, don't research, don't do anything for God. But first time tragedy happens, they run and blame God. And then you tell them, but all the answers, when you start speaking of things, they look at you like you got two heads, and they say, where'd you hear that at? That's the stuff people been telling you to get hooked up with since you were six. That's what Granny said. That's what Mama said. That's what everybody was trying to get you hooked up in, is to get under the Word. That way when this does, hello, preach again, when it does, Mark, when it does happen, call it bum. It don't say if it, when it happens. When the storm comes, because it ain't going to be an if. Everybody sitting under the sound of my voice, it ain't gonna be a what if something happens to us. It's going to be a happening. Amen? I love this. Verse 27, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. That's a whole lot different. The other house didn't fall. Amen? Went through the same storms. And I'm going to be honest. Well, I've been doing this for a minute now. You can go down to Erlanger, and there'll be a room 205 and 206 or 207, the way they do it. And you can go one room, and the person have the same disease as a person in another room. Amen? Same diagnosis. One have God and one don't. That's a world of difference. That's a world of difference. Same storm. Same problem, same thing, same issue, different heart. One room that has Jesus has hope of seeing that person again. Their heart's broke. They're heavy. It's not right. But my God, that it's not all fell apart. We know where they're at. We know what they're doing. We know that God's in control. We didn't get saved. That house hasn't failed. It's still there. God. You go one room over. We'll never see them again. We'll never talk to them again. We better do everything we can now to preserve a memory. We better write them a note. We better put something in. Praise God. I'm glad that even though the same storms come, there's different result for people who believe in Jesus. Golly bomb. I'm telling you, I've been to the funeral home. Same thing. The haves and the have not. It's very clear. Same storm. Same things happening. You talk to somebody who believes. I know where they're at. I don't know why. I don't know how, but I do know Jesus. I don't know what I'm going to do. There they are. They're never going to be. Lord, I'm so glad we have some things to trust in. Amen. Amen. But great was the fall. You watch a lost person fall. They fall to pieces. They fall apart. It's a great fall. Verse 28, this is where I got the title of the message. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at His doctrine. For He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now this is where this message is going to switch gears. And you're not going to like me. Because I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that your flesh don't like. And mine don't either. Now we heard these two houses and how they were built, right? And we found out we built on one, we didn't build on the other. But can we get into the materials? I'll say it again where y'all understand it. You know houses are made with material, right? Tile, wood, amen, stuff like that. Here's some of the material. Go ahead, Kyle, put that one up. Matthew 6, 1, amen. The first one is how we give our tithes or our alms. Oh no, the preacher done it now. How? Some of you are going to leave here tonight and there's a money preacher. I can't believe they preached on money at the house of God. Man, preachers have gave this a bad name. There's some prosperity preachers out there that have killed us. Amen? But I want to simply say this before I preach this. You will pay money to the thing that you love. I'll say it again better way. You will give money to the things that you love. I double dog dare you. Somebody gonna have issues. Bring me out big pile of receipts you got. Amen? And let me sort through them in about 25 minutes. I'll tell you what you love. You know why I said receipts? Can I get real silly right here for a minute? We used to carry cash. Then we used to write checks. And now we got this thing called a debit card. That thing is awesome. Amen? But it looks funny now because when you go into your wallet, you don't have no money. Golly. Melissa, I'll preach to you because you know exactly what I'm talking about. You go in there and somebody thinks you're thumbing through some money and you're not. It's a stack of paper. God, never mind. I'm the only one does that. Am I the only one does that? You're going to receipt, right? If you looked at every one of them receipts, I'll tell you what I love. Amen? It'll tell you. I love to eat. Yep. Amen? I ate some Under Armour stuff in there. I hate to tell you it's in there. Amen? I hate it. That's one of my love languages. Amen? I try to go to the discount rack. I do. But it's a part of me now. I don't know why. I can't understand it. They're a good, godly country of a business. Oh, I'm going to get out of that. All right, let's go on. Y'all ready for this next part? I ain't bragging. I'm going to write a check to the house of God. Amen? Because I love it. I get fed here. If you eating here on a regular basis, do you love it? You'll give to it. If you don't, you won't. Brother, you just want my money. Praise God. God don't need your money. Amen? I've heard people say, if I give, if I quit, they'll go under. God ain't going under. Are you kidding? Never mind. All right, you good? All right, let's get into this thing. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you know your reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto thee, they have their reward. But when thou doest thy alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth. You know what he's telling us right here? I want you to get this. He don't want you to give any glory to your flesh. Because you know what we want to do? I am now presenting the check to the church for this much money. And I hope you know about it. All right? That's not giving to God. Amen? Just give it. Amen? And if you're helping people, don't let everybody know it. That's giving glory to yourself. That's giving pride to yourself. What it says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. If your left hand and right hand don't know what it's doing, they ain't nobody else going to know what you're doing. Keep it a secret. And you say, why in the world would God put that in there? Because He knows how prideful we are. And you're sitting there thinking, is this all about money? No, this is every religious activity you do. You better do it unto God, or you might as well just do it for yourself. I'll say it again. You don't like it. You know, hey, are you astonished yet? Because these people were astonished too. Amen? They said, we are astonished. This teaching's different. Because you know what we like to do? We like to show people what we're doing for God, and therefore we keep some reward of it. But listen, I want to share something with you, and we're going to move on to the next one, Kyle, but I want to share something with you. The reason God, you want to get this, you take this and just let it absorb into your body, in your mind. When you give, and you give it unto God, and you don't care if anybody knows you did it or not, guess who rewards you then? God. Now listen, don't you leave here. I know there's about one. We'll leave here and say, hey, that's that prosperity preaching. If you do this, God will do that. I hate to tell you this. That's true. But it's on so many different levels other than money. Amen? I'll just give you one for instance. If you tithe and you give your offering and you don't let nobody, you just give it, praise God, because you love God and you know God's blessed you, praise God, let me tell you what God will do. God will take care of you in areas of your life. You might not make that money back, but you won't spend it out either. When everybody else is sick and hurting and their car's breaking down, yours might be a 1987 model, amen, and yours will still be crewing in BMWs, be parked on the side of the road. There'll be avalanches for a little, sitting on the side, and you'll be sitting there, I don't know how it keeps it going. It's just going. I love it. God, I'm preaching to somebody. Because God's good, amen. He's good, and He'll reward you openly. He'll reward you openly, and nobody will know why. It's because behind closed doors, you are doing something for Him, not for you. Man, I didn't learn this concept until I was probably 3 years old in the faith. I didn't. I thought, when I first got saved, I thought, God, I said, man, that's a lot of money, God. 10%, what do you want with that? That ain't a lot of money. If it's cursed, it's a lot of money. But if it's blessed, it ain't a lot of money. Amen, I'm telling you. But I didn't get this concept. I didn't. And me and my wife, we both had to learn this. Probably me more than her, but we had to learn it. It is better to give than receive. I ain't kidding you, man. For some of y'all don't believe what I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to. I don't care. I just want you to hear this. When you can bless somebody and it changes their life, and you can watch it, whoa! Can I just give y'all a little tidbit? Because I don't know if y'all caught this morning, because none of y'all shouted and ran and blew the doors down this morning. But we sowed into this man's ministry. And this church ain't no wing running around everywhere going, look what we gave. He had a number up there. I think it was like 1.something million people. No, never mind. I'm sorry. I guess you just win 1 million people to the Lord. I don't know. That's a big deal. They've planted over 500 churches. Okay, 1 million people have heard the gospel and you sowed into that. That's a big deal. That's the kind of stuff God does. Amen? Let's look at this other verse. Y'all ready? Y'all astonished yet? See, he said, y'all can't wait to be preached. Now y'all are sitting there going, look him. Maybe you're not. I don't know. I kind of like his stuff. It bothers me because I'll do that every once in a while. I'll get on that little, what's it, you know? And when thou prayest, oh gosh, he'll hit you right in the gut, won't he? And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as one of the hypocrites are. Hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogue in the corner of the streets that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto thee, they have their reward, but thou, when thou prayest, enter in the closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father in secret, and thy Father which see thee in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the other, as the heathen. Heathen. He called them heathen right there. Heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Woo! Guilty! Guilty! I wish I had some. Yeah, I ain't going to be real me. I've said some eloquent ones, boy. Lord, I'm not even old English. Lord, thou for, thank you. Can I be real? I'm going to be real with you. I don't care if you don't like it or not. Amen. We get into some stuff, and we're praying more for people's response than we are to get a hold of God. Sometimes we'll pray. Sometimes we get called on. Oh, thou God, oh, God. It'd be better if we'd say a little and mean it than say a lot and just be trying to fill air. Don't you know when one of your kids are just trying to fill air? Oh, Father, how great thou art! You're like, what in the world did you break, steal, kill? What's going on? Is your sister bleeding? Amen? Amen? Stuff like that, okay? So you got to know that God, He knows our heart. Can I give you all a great example? And he didn't tell me to do this. He can pay me later, but he didn't tell me to do this. Earl. Amen? Earl is a fine man. Amen. We had prayer meeting here for the vote, for the election. Amen? I'll tell you something about that prayer. That night I got in here and started praying over that election. I prayed for more stuff other than the election than I did the election. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, Lord took that thing in a right turn and I wasn't even nowhere near the election. I ended up praying for the Jerusalem. I was over praying for stuff and I was like, oh, I was supposed to be praying for the election. I don't even know who's going to win now. I'm sorry. But I met Earl back here at the back. And he said, I'm up here late. I still wanted to come by. And I said, and I told everybody this. I said, hey, if you get through praying, you can just take on out here. And he goes, oh, you better believe me. He goes, I ain't got a whole lot to say. Dude, that perked my interest right away. He said, I know exactly what I want to tell God. I'm going to tell it to Him, and I'm going to get out of here. He said, it ain't a whole lot, but it's exactly what I want and what I want to tell Him. We ain't got to spend a whole lot of time doing any more than that. Man, I was sitting there like, man, I felt like I was sitting at the feet of the wisest man in the world. I said, man, that is awesome. And you said that out loud in front of people. That's great. Hey, I don't care. You can pour your heart out to God. That's good. And you can pray for hours and hours and hours. That's real good. But I tell you right now, it's good when you say, I'm going to go up there and talk to my daddy, and I'm going to tell him what I want, and I'm going to get on down the road because I trust what he can do. I was blown away. I love stuff. I just like real people. I like real stuff. I love going before. Vain repetition, just saying something over and over and over, like God sitting up there going, if you'll say it 22 times, 23, 24, 25. It don't work with your kids. It ain't working with you. Come boldly to the throne of grace. I'll say it. Come boldly to the throne of grace in the time of need. And when I first read that, it blew my mind. God said, come boldly to His throne of grace. When? In a time of need. Not when everything's going great. Not when you've done it all right. When you're needing, okay, Betsy, it's good, ain't it? You don't come to the throne of grace unless you need grace. You know what grace is? Grace is unmerited favor. That means unearned stuff. Stuff you don't, when you are in need, I'll break it down Kevin Shelton style version. Amen? When you have fouled it up and you have no longer earned anything from God that's good, you can come boldly. Oh, man. Mark, has the devil ever lied to you and made you feel like you couldn't pray to God? Like you couldn't come to church? Like you couldn't sing a song? And you couldn't preach? Has he ever made you feel that way? Well, guess what God said? Come boldly. He didn't. In the time of need, come to boldly to the throne of grace in the time of need, in the time when you're broken down. He said, then come boldly. Golly, Mom. Our kids teach us so much. They do. That's how we're supposed to be in front of God. Your kid could totally jack something up and ask you for the keys. Amen? I ain't cleaned my room. I ain't done my homework. I ain't done this. I ain't done that. Could I borrow the keys? I'd like to go to Taco Bell. You're about to have a dying duck fit. They ask boldly, can I have them keys? You're like, you're not doing anything you're supposed to. I know, but I'm hungry. And you're my dad, so give me them keys. And it really don't matter what the answer is, Betsy. It don't matter what the answer is. That ain't got nothing to do with us. We just come boldly. I don't know what he's going to answer. I don't know if he's going to say yes, no, wait, hold on, not good enough for you right now. Don't do it. But that ain't my position, and that ain't yours either. Your position is coming boldly. So when you've done not what you're supposed to have done, when you mess it all up, you get in your prayer closet, you shut the door and say, God, here I am, your son. God, here I am, your daughter. I don't deserve nothing. But here I am before the throne of grace. And this is what I want, and this is what I need. I'm glad I can come boldly to the throne of grace in the time of need. Sure, ain't that sweet? So stop. Let's stop pretending. I'm being honest. Me too. Let's stop giving in front for people. Let's stop praying for people. Not that way, but praying for people's respect or garnering. Let's stop pretending to be real Christians, and let's give and pray the way God wants us to give and pray. Let's read this last one. Is that it, Kyle? Here's the last one. We won't swallow this neither. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. This is where these people said, you're crazy. This is where this American, what we have here in America right now, when I read that verse to you, take no thought for your life. Dude, that's about all we think about is our lives. Right? What we shall eat, what we shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Guilty, 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 and guilty. Amen? We're supposed to think about Him first. And Scott teed this thing up for me. How many of you want to go to China? I don't want to go to China. But I'd rather be in China than not be where God wants me to be. I'll be honest with you, and I'm being truthful as I can be. I never seen myself being a pastor again. But I'd rather be a pastor than not be where God wants me to be. I didn't ever see myself leaving Georgia the first time. But I left because that's what God wanted. Amen. It's where you got to get on there and say, God, I'm not going to take no thought for my life, because I figure, behold, the fowls of the air. I'm going to finish the scripture where we'll know what we're preaching about. Behold, the fowls of the air, right? For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Now, I've just picked three out of a whole bunch. You know what God just said? I can take care of some birds. I can take care of you. Amen? Now listen, I know what you're going to do. I know it. You're going to leave here. And you know what you're going to add to everything I preached? A big old butt. I don't care if you do. But you know what? It ain't in here. That's why it astonished them. But God said, you know what? If I give you something, do it. Do it with your whole heart. Amen? Give for real, pray for real, and live for real. Amen? And don't worry about anything else. That's scary as all get out. That's astonishing. You know what the word astonishing really means? That scares me to death. What you're teaching us scares us to death. Because if what you're telling me is, I have to do everything for you and have to do everything you want me to do, and you're saying you're just going to simply take care of my life. But our lives in 2016 in America are totally messes, and we've totally tried to do it ourselves. I see people all the time, they're in total mess. Job upside down, marriage upside down, kids upside down, finances upside down, everything upside down. And you say, they say, what should I do? Turn your whole life over to God. I don't know if I can trust Him. You can't trust you. You're doing a terrible job at it. Try that. What do you got to lose? You already got failure. Man, when I gave my life to God, I thought, man, I'm going to... God, I hate getting this way. When I turned my life over to God, I thought, God, I've got to give up so much. Man, I'm looking back on it now, and I traded a bunch of trash for glory.
Amen.
I mean, what a deal. I mean, looking back on it, no, I'm serious. I thought I had, I'm going to the table going, come on, Ray, you're a financial guy, right? Dude, I thought I was holding some bonds. I'm like, dude, God, you don't know how good this is. Hey, this is some good stuff. God's like, hand it over. Hand it over. I'm like, dude, you can't replace this stuff. It's so good. I've always loved this. God's like, give it here. I don't know if you can, God, Melissa, help me. I don't know if you can be better than this. I don't know if you can do better than this. I got already, it's a good thing. It's only probably one or two good. I don't know if you can do any better. God said, just hand it over here. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white. Just slide that, what you got, across the table, and I'm going to give you what I got. I don't know if you can take care of me. What am I going to live in? What about my wife? What about my kids? What about my future? What about my job? What about money? Just give it here. What are you doing with it? It don't look like you're going to put it in a safe place. It doesn't. What are you doing with all my stuff? Don't look like you're putting it in your pocket. Wait a minute, you're just throwing it away, and you, as far as the east is from the west, and in the deep, you're just throwing my life in the garbage.
Amen.
Because it was garbage.
Amen.
I'm remaking you. And everything I'll make you now will withstand. It'll be better.
Amen.
Man, I'm looking back 16 years. What a stinking deal. Throw it all across the table. Take it. Give me. Amen.
Amen.
Problem is, we don't ever go back and make the deal a lot of times. Is that not fun? Did you say that verse? Therefore I say unto you, who said it? Jesus. Take no thought of your life. Wait, we got big plans. Got to go to school. Got to get this. Got to, kids got to do, you know, everything. What you shall eat. Wait a minute, if I don't eat, right? What you shall drink, God will take care of you. Water situation. Know your body, okay. What if God does the craziest thing and puts you in some third world country and they burn, they use your body as like a burning, like a wick. Burn, baby, burn. Amen? It'll be the best wick there ever was. But 2 minutes after you're dead, you'll be in glory and you'll say, man, I wish they could have burnt me 1,000 times over.
Amen.
You talk tough now, preacher. I ain't got nothing better than Jesus.
Amen.
I've trusted Him this far. What am I going to do now? Give up? I mean, the devil every once in a while crawls up my shoulder and says, Kevin, you think you can trust where you're at? Yes.
Amen.
What shall you put on? Is not the life more than meat and the body and the raiment? Yes. Guys, we're living for stuff. We're supposed to be living for Jesus. The life's a whole lot more than what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear.
Amen.
If you'd ever get that mentality right there, you'd be a hard believer, disciple, Christian to stop. Let's all stand as I get a song of invitation. God's touched your heart. You ain't got to wait on a song or nothing. You can come pray. God's touched your heart. Just come on and start praying.